Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Big Red Report. I am Josh Blumenthal, Athletic Director for Wayland Academy, and it is a privilege to have the guest on today. This person probably needs no introduction, but because I'm over the top, I'm going to do it anyway. This gentleman, along with his wife, was part of the dynamic duo of Wayland Academy for a quarter of a century for him. He has been a dean, he has been a teacher, he has been an athletic director, he has been a coach, he's been a teacher, he's also an honorary graduate member, and he also probably, I would imagine, maybe one of his proudest accomplishments is he is a father of two Wayland graduates who are now, great alumni here. And that is the man that needs no real introduction, but since I gave it to you anyway, I'm going to keep fluffing it up here, and that is Mr. Craig Hill. Craig, welcome to the Big Red Report.
Thanks, Coach. It's an honor to be here. I'm loving listening to your podcasts as you present them this year. It's been really kind of a neat way to get to know and get to hear some of the old stories and see what's happening at Wayland. It's been really, really fun to follow.
And for those listening, full disclosure, first off, I appreciate the comment, but please know that Craig and Judy are driving across the country right now. So there's a lot of dead air, and I think these podcasts are probably more filling up time than anything else. But nonetheless, we're going to take that compliment. We're going to go with it. So we appreciate that.
All right. Sounds great.
So I did you probably didn't do you justice, and I'm sure I missed out on a number of things that you did here because you were you and Judy, your wife, who was the director of advancement, the AD, and a lot of other titles for her as well. We're kind of Mr. and Mrs. Wayland for many years, having just retired this past May/June. You rang the bell 40 some odd times between the two of you. Just talk a little bit about, fill in maybe the gaps, Craig, of what I didn't talk about, but specifically talk about how you came to Wayland. You went to Lake Forest, you played football there in the greater Chicago area, Lake Forest College. What, how did you come to Wayland, and what did I miss out on?
Sure. I did go to Lake Forest College. That's where I met Judy. And then from there, actually, I started coaching when I was in college at Lake Forest Academy, which was a boarding school just outside of town. And I never really knew what boarding schools were about. And actually, I didn't know if teaching was kind of a direction I would take in my career, but I got to coach a little bit while I was in college, and then an opportunity to teach biology opened up there. And so I spent 7 years at Lake Forest Academy just kind of really understanding what a special career teaching and coaching and actually being at a boarding school really is about. You can really immerse yourself. And really, I always say you get to meet the students in three different ways, in the classroom, on the court, or in the dorm, and you really build relationships that way. And I really felt it was a special way to educate students and also kind of teach and coach. And so how I got to Wayland was there was an opportunity for head football coach and athletic director, and I thought at that part of my career that I would like to try the administrative role, and also I was never a head coach, and so that opportunity really gave me, I was really anxious and really wanted to take that next step. So I came up to Wayland, and I was started as head football coach, athletic director, and head of Wayland Hall, it was a great experience. And then, I kind of am a, I guess what do you say that jack of all trades, master of none, and I was filling roles of different things that were needed, especially being athletic director, as you know, probably Josh, that things need to get done, things need to get coached, and I loved coaching, and so I did a whole different teams. I coached baseball, I coached track, I coached football, I coached basketball, all the levels. I coached girls basketball for a few years, and never got an opportunity to coach soccer or tennis, but I pretty much had all the other sports covered. So I really enjoyed, again, just the opportunities that were afforded to me at Wayland and my family, and I just really appreciated all the things that I could do. So that's kind of, and then I dabbled in the administrative role at the school. I was athletic director, then I went back into the classroom as a full-time teacher, and then I went and became the academic dean, which it was very, very difficult shoes to fill. Joe Leonard was the academic dean for many, many years, and I hopefully did okay and did him justice for all the work that he did, and I enjoyed my time there, and so now I'm really enjoying the retired life, too.
Well, I don't have knowledge, Craig, obviously, you know, predates me. I don't have a lot of knowledge of what went on, but whether or not you did a good job, the school's still open. So, I mean, you didn't close it. So, I mean, that's one feather in your cap. So,
That's true.
So let's fast forward to present day. You and your wife, Judy, have been back for a couple events here, the opening and, you know, some board meetings and what have you. And I know you're still involved. And we'll talk about that in a minute here, but talk about, you know, June 30th, your contract ends for the, you know, for the fiscal year of independent schools. What have you been up to since July 1st through October 21st, you and your wife?
Yeah. Judy and I, we have experienced something new in terms of we moved out of campus housing. It was the first time we've been out of campus housing in 30 some years of marriage. So, we moved to Madison, and I have a house in Madison, and then July 6th or something, we headed west. Both of our children are Tyler lives in Idaho, and Stephanie lives in California, and so we headed west and wanted to catch some national parks as we drove. We have a 15-foot travel trailer that we're pulling behind our car, and that is our home on wheels for now, and it's really been really special and being able to kind of wake up either overlooking some water or a lake or the mountains, and really just kind of been enjoying just a different pace of life. You know, if with school starting, I kind of, you know, feel a little bit of nostalgia with the start of school and kind of missing it a little bit, but I also love the new experience of sort of seeing the country. I played football since I was six, and I coached ever since, so I think a fall always has white stripes on the field, and I haven't had the opportunity to kind of see leaves change and colors change and really be you know, immersed. I'm usually, again, on a football field, and so I am enjoying sort of that different life, that different pace of life. And but we've been really having a good time, and but we're still, again, connected at Wayland, and really want to continue to stay part of Wayland and where it's going.
Well, you know, you touched upon something that's going to lead into our next question, and we'll just touch upon Judy, and then really, you know, I want to hear about what you're doing. Not to discount what she's doing, but you're doing something a little bit new and exciting. Judy was you know, among many things, in addition to being your better half, of course, she was the director of development, and I may not have had the exact title, but she was the head of advancement development, and now we have some new folks in there who are doing a phenomenal job. But when you leave a position like that, there's a lot of transition. So I know that she's, you know, helping out this year with the development team, kind of, you know, passing the torch a little bit. So kind of closing up some loose ends there. For you, though, you're working on something new that I believe might have been the brainchild of head of school Jason Warnick, I think, but I don't know that for a fact. So can you talk about what you're doing and specifically what that program is? Because I won't be able to do it justice.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Jason and I, it started last year, actually, at my last year as academic dean, and actually just kind of the program and the thought started with Joe Leonard, just kind of when he was head of school, just kind of getting the programs, you know, talking about it. And that's one, you know, a big thing at schools. You got to kind of start talking about it a little bit and then get going. But what we're currently doing, Jason and I are trying to work on international partnerships with Wayland. We are in an agreement with a school in China. It's called the International Curriculum School. It's a very well known private school in China, where essentially what we do is we look at, they're very similar to Wayland, and we would love for those students from China to come to Wayland to do the full experience at Wayland, having the boarding experience, being on the sports teams, the time in the dorm, the meeting our wonderful faculty in terms of, you know, being taught by them. But that opportunity is not necessarily affordable for all of the students that we would like to have us, you know, have contact with. So what we did was we're partnering with schools in China that are very similar to us in terms of mission, in terms of their college prep, their, you know, they want campus participation, they want students involved in sports, they want students involved in campus life at their schools. And we are taking essentially and vetting their curriculum and their teachers, and we're essentially saying what you're doing there is very similar to what we're doing at Wayland, and what we believe in your system, and we will, you know, we are essentially giving you the we're saying that your system is just much like being at Wayland, but of course, you know, there are very many advantages. And so we are having a dual diploma, so they would have a Wayland IC school diploma granted to them after their final senior year. And so they have to have all of the graduation requirements that a student at Wayland would have to have to have that. So it's essentially a Wayland IC diploma program.
And is there, I mean, I think this is the obvious question, Craig, but has it stalled out a little bit because of COVID, or is it just still, was it kind of in conjunction with, well, we have COVID, we're taking a step back anyway, let's really ramp this up. So when COVID, not that I don't know if it'll ever go away, and I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I guess that's the question. Is it in conjunction with COVID, or is COVID kind of running against it?
It actually was, I think COVID actually sort of helped keep it kind of started off, just because, again, the travel to, it was very difficult to travel and to come to the United States and study here. We had difficulty, you know, getting students that were international students to be interested in coming to school because of COVID. And so this does, it did kind of ramp up, COVID kind of enhanced it, but I think partnerships have been around. We're not new to this. There are many schools that have partnerships in other countries, and we're really starting to kind of ramp ours up, because there's something to be said. Wayland, you know, 166 years of continuous schooling has its merits, and Wayland's a wonderful school, has a wonderful reputation, and we just, you know, to be able to get it to others and to use Wayland's reputation and name to help kind of foster this program is really going to be great. I think a great initiative for us, and hopefully it just continues to grow and let us get into areas that we would never have a shot at getting into in terms of attracting students and others here. So.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that, and I'm sure we and others will be hearing more about that as it develops. So that's exciting to not only that, but to have you still involved too. So, let's, you know, I want to ask you a question, Craig. I want to turn this a little bit towards athletics here. I want to ask you a question that I always love the answer to this question, because everybody gives a different answer, and I'm going to tell you my answer first. And the reason I'm going to tell you my answer first is not because I'm stealing your thunder here, is because I'm curious to see if we are aligned or if we're different, and that's not a bad thing. I'm just curious. So the question is, you mentioned you played college football at Lake Forest College, you know, a couple hours away from here, and then you went on to, you know, become a coach at Lake Forest Academy, and then subsequently at Wayland and what have you. The question is that as a player, you know, you said you played since you were 6 years old and straight up through college, and then you went into coaching. So, you know, you've had football in your life for a long time, and you made the transition from a player to a coach. And so my question is, how do the two differ? And my answer always to that, Craig, and I'm going to say this just because we're, you know, similar backgrounds here, is that when I play a game, my hardest game I ever played, coupled with my hardest game I've ever coached, I'm more tired after the coaching game, because in a lacrosse game for me, I could just go out and do it, you know, and mm-hmm. maybe the defender stops you, maybe he doesn't, but I could just do it. Whereas when you're coaching, you actually have to be like two steps removed, but trying to teach them how to do it, plus motivating. There's no, you know, your intrinsic motivation has to go onto the players, which is not always easy because every player is motivated differently. So that's been the big challenge for me, and I would love to just kind of ask that to you, and, you know, maybe triumphs and challenges of both.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is a lot. It's a lot easier to play the game than to coach it, in terms of just all of the things that you need to think about and to be it, you know, all the facets. You know, I was a three-sport athlete in high school, and I just loved playing the game and just being out there. And then coaching, the one thing that I really tried to focus on with my coaching was I love football. I love the sports that I played, and I wanted to instill that kind of love and that love of just being out there, being part of the team, to my players. And so, you know, the outcomes on the scoreboards are important, but that wasn't really my main focus. And so I really tried to, as a coach, just get it, keep the kids interested and motivated to play the game that I really loved. And as a player, I just had that love and that for the game, and so I didn't have to necessarily think of ways to motivate myself to play. I just loved playing, and so I think as a coach, I feel good about how I approach the game, how I approach my coaching philosophy. You know, really pushing the student athletes, but then also just saying, hey, we're playing a game, and we get to come out and, you know, toss the worries of the world to the side, and we get to play, you know, every day at practice. We get to play football and learn football for an hour and a half every day, and what a great thing to do. And then we get to play a game on a Saturday, on a beautiful Saturday, fall Saturday, which is, you know, is also special. So, you know, as a player, you just kind of, you're in that moment, and you don't necessarily, I don't think you really appreciate that. And then as a coach, you get to step back and say, now how do I project that feeling, and how do I help the players get that feeling and carry that through, as I felt with me. So, you know, that was kind of my philosophy and how I kind of went on with things. So, yeah, that's very similar to what you were saying. And it made you tired at the end of the day. That's
absolutely. I think I've learned, you know, having started as a young person like you coaching, and now married and two kids, and it takes me less time to get over losses than it used to, because I have distractions now. So you know, that's been my highlight is, you know, when I see my son or my daughter, it kind of just, you know, it's a game, you know, at the end of the day. Whereas when I was younger, it's like, we got to win, you know? So,
sure.
So you were an AD, which someone could look upon that job as being admirable, and others could look upon that job as being a glutton for punishment. And I don't know which one it is. So, but let's talk about at Wayland specifically, either as a fan of your children or other students, or as a coach, which you have, you know, many experiences. What is one or two of your proudest athletic moments that you were a part of in any way, shape, or form in your tenure here?
Yeah. Well, I was part of, as an AD, and as the assistant basketball coach in 98, 99, they kind of the blur a little bit, but I was the assistant basketball coach, and I got to coach under Eli Krogan, and I don't know if you know the history of Eli Krogan, but he was he's on the Wisconsin Coaches Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame. He actually, I heard your podcast with the Patterson boys, but he was a scout for the Houston Rockets a little bit too with Ray Patterson, but I got the opportunity to coach with him, and we had a really, really strong basketball team, and we had a great rivalry with Central Wisconsin Christian, I think CWC, up in Waupun, and essentially the greatest moment, one of the kind of proudest or the most memorable moments was In that season, CWC gave us our first loss. We were ranked number one in the state, and they had a private and public school rankings, and we were number one in the private school rankings, and CWC was number two. And they beat us in the regular season, the first meeting that we had, and at their place, and that was our first loss. And then they came back to our place, and it was really hyped up. We were still, I think we were number two, and they were number one. We redesigned the field house and made three courts. So think back, I don't know if you ever saw pictures, but the original court layout was the courts were parallel to the balcony. So there are two courts parallel to the balcony. And then from the balcony down to the playing floor were these old wooden bleachers that stretched the whole length of the balcony from the stairs where the first door is, all the way back through the coach's office. And those bleachers, you had to move in and out. That's why that big red door on the side, we had to move those in and out every season, which was very difficult. But we would line those all up, and that second meeting, that place, I don't know if you noticed the sign on the outside, it said capacity, I think it's
600,
yeah.
600, yep.
This was probably 2,000 people. They rang, the whole bleacher was full, the side courts were full, we had a pep band going, and then we brought this was for the conference championship and for essentially the number one seed in the regional or whatever, we came out and I think we beat them by 20, and just the everything clicked, you know, the kids just played well, and the fans were just amazing, and it was just like big time. That was the first kind of, well, we're a small school, and this was just, you know, and I played at a, you know, in high school at a school, we graduated, you know, 300 kids a year, so it's a medium-sized school, but this, I've never seen, you know, that size fans and just the excitement of that, and it was just a wonderful event for the school. We eventually, I think we lost in the semifinals of the state. The private school is called WISA, the Private School Association. And so we made it to the semifinals and lost the eventual champions. But what a great time that was.
That's awesome.
And I think the other ones would be just the opportunity to coach my children. And I had actually a unique opportunity is that I coached my son in football, but then he came back and taught for a couple years at Wayland, and I got to actually coach with him. He was the head coach of the football team, and I was his assistant. So that was an awesome opportunity. And then my daughter, I got to coach her on a basketball, with her basketball, and we were, I think we were 18-4, I believe. We were. They had a very strong her years with a. She had a good class group. They won a couple volleyball conference championships, a couple softball conference championships. Were one or two in the conference in basketball, soccer. I think they won a conference championship. So very, very. Successful run as freshmen through seniors, and so it was a nice class for them. So it was a great opportunity to be able to coach my children, and they actually went on and coached a little bit, and my son still coaches basketball. My daughter helps out with the volleyball team at the school she's at now, so we have a picture of my wife, me, Tyler, and Stephanie. We're all in our coaching kind of action, and it's kind of really neat. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. That's a great. Those are two good stories, and thankfully for you and the administration here for that basketball game that the fire chief of Beaver Dam didn't happen to walk in that night. So that's
that's right. That is right. He might have been in the stands. I actually knew him. He was a basketball. He was a football official. And yeah, he might have been actually in the crowd. So.
All right, good. Well, some things are left better unsaid, right?
Right, exactly.
So you have, I'm going to kind of wrap up here, and then we have a fun question we always end with here, but you have a unique knowledge of whaling that not many people have, not just based on longevity, although that's certainly a big part of it, because you've dabbled in probably every single aspect of the school. And I would like you just to talk about, where athletics has been, where it's going, where you think it can go. And this is partly for me, this is good. You're someone I respect a lot. And so I'd love to just hear your thoughts on this in general, but also specifically for our listeners too.
Yeah. No, I think what I've seen so far, Josh, giving you a pat on the back for allowing me to talk on your podcast, but I just love sort of the attention that you are bringing with the Instagram and the podcast. I think that's something that was missing with Whalen Athletics, and that we do something special there. Some of the proudest things, I said I had a couple of proud moments, but the one thing that I really loved is that at one time I had 60 students playing football at a school of, we were at 230 in terms of a co-ed school, 230, and I had 60 kids playing football, which I think, what you're doing is and what's happening at Whalen is there's so many things that students can do now, like so many other things other than sports. And I think us being able to have our kids participate in sports, I think that's such a wonderful thing, and really celebrating that, and yeah, the wins will come, and and that type of thing will come, but just getting them out there and enjoying the sport, because unfortunately we're losing students to a lot of specialization, a lot of I'm only doing this. And I liked the opportunity when a student said, well, I never played football before, but I'll give it a try, and then stuck with it. And I think that's what can happen at Whalen. I think that's what's happening at Whalen. Because, again, you're in a competition for the student's time. And there's so many other opportunities for them to take advantage of. And they would miss out on what they could be doing in high school. I tell this to the students a lot. I said, there's no one sitting in a bar in Wisconsin or any state that is, able to sit at a bar and saying, I wish I would have done less in high school. There's not one person saying that. And you just don't realize it when you're in the moment and you're 15 or 14 and saying, oh, yeah, I got, But just being allowed to take advantage of those opportunities and being part of something, I think, is really important. And I think that's what really needs to be the focus of Whalen, is saying, you come to Whalen, you have the opportunity. You're not going to get cut. You're going to be able to participate and be on a team. You might not, get all the minutes, but you are going to be on this team. And, we do want you to be, successful. We do want to win. But we also want you to be part of this. And so I think that's what makes it really special at Whalen, and something that I think that can continue to grow and continue to be a really special way to be at Whalen. And you're up against a lot of competition in that, look at the sort of the schools that are popping up that are boarding schools, but like sports only, I think it's real important that you keep that student athlete idea where we're a strong academic school, and I hearken us to a Northwestern, a Stanford, where you can have high academics and still be pretty good on the athletic field too. So I just I don't envy you right now in terms of trying to do that, in terms of, getting those students, but I really love the approach. You're coming to where the students are, and I think that's very, very important. And, us old guys probably didn't have the energy that I do kind of have. I don't have an Instagram account. I do follow one, but I have an account, but I don't do much of the posting stuff. So I really appreciate the seeing that on what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the the sentiments. The best part about, well, not the best part, but one of the best things that about your answer, Craig, is that some people are going to say, well, he just paid Craig to say that, and I'm going to say, I didn't pay him because he has no address right now, so I can't send him a check anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
That's right. That's right. You can't.
Yeah. You're a moving target in more than one way. Well, I want to wrap up here. And, you know, it's interesting. When I thought of this question, Craig, I thought of this before you and I talked. But I think it is so apropos based on so many things that you just said. And I'm really excited to hear the answer, actually. And there is no wrong answer to this. So our fun question for you today is, if you, you know, were given a fresh start of life and, you know, baby Craig, you know, here we go. And you could choose to do any profession that you, you know, want to do, regardless of schooling or anything else. What would that be? And if you say, you know, the same, what you did, that's okay too. But I think it's, you know, you talked about the reflection piece of someone sitting in a bar or a restaurant thinking about, and I think this is probably a same exercise for you now I'm putting you through.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question in that I have a lot of answers. As I said before, I'm a jack of all trades, not a master of none. I really like to try different things, and I don't know if the one thing that I would probably do, and I had this actually when I was growing up, I really wanted to be an architect until we got into the math part, which me and the math didn't agree too well. I was all right with algebra, but when we started getting into the other stuff, that was a little difficult. So I wanted to be an architect, and I probably would, in another life, probably be an architect and a builder. You know, I'd try to design houses and then try to build them. I really enjoy the building. I don't think you had the opportunity, but we tried to build a little tiny house. I had a class that we tried to do a sustainable engineering class there for the last couple of years. COVID really kind of put the brakes on it when the students had to go home, but we were building a tiny house that we were going to try to use as sustainable housing for transitional housing for homeless that we were going to kind of give to a Madison area, but it was on campus there for a while, and really I really enjoyed that aspect of building and just kind of designing things, and so that's probably what I would do. That and if I had the talent, I would have been, you know, as every athlete's dream is potentially a pro career somewhere, but. I didn't have that kind of talent, so.
But, well, your lack of talent is Waylon's advantage. So there you go. So you can look at it that way.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, first off, thank you so much for joining us and taking some time from your morning coffee. You know, looking forward to not only staying in touch but seeing. I know you and Judy will be back at some events throughout the year and. You know, what have you. So just thrilled to talk to you. And you know, in a, if I can be serious for a minute here, which I'm not normally very serious, but you really, you know, you have paved the way for a lot of things, but specifically athletics. You know, you're a person that, you know, even from the get-go, when I was first interested in, you know, becoming AD, you know, I've been picking your brain, and it's been great to pick your brain because you have this knowledge of what has worked, what hasn't worked. And at the end of the day, the recruiting may be a little bit different and the social media may be a little bit different, but coaching a Waylon type of kid is the same thing. You know, it's a certain type of student that Waylon goes after because it's their mission appropriate. And so, you know, having that knowledge has been great for me. And I spend a lot of time looking at the records, and I saw Eli's banner in the field house, and I, you know, with Coach Lupke, he gets me updated. So I mean this from the bottom of my heart, sincerely. Thank you for paving the way, because it is not gone unnoticed nor unappreciated by me.
Oh, well, thank you, Coach. I really enjoyed all of my time there. I thought I would be at Waylon for maybe 5 years. You know how sometimes you get on a little thing, but just as I tell everybody, the students and the people around Waylon just was great for my family, great for me, and I just loved all the time that I spent there. And my 5 years turned it to 25, and I just loved every minute of it. And so.
Well, you did say a minute ago you were terrible at math, so you know, maybe you just didn't realize it. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Awesome. Sure. Well, again, Craig, thanks so much for joining us. Send our best to your better half over there, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you. For Craig Hill, former dean, coach, AD, parent, and all other titles held here, I'm sure. This is Josh Blumenthal signing off, and as always, be red hot.